Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. Still here with Harry.
Does that mean you're wanking?
Yeah, sorry. Harry.
Yes. Should be
sweating. I need to ask, are you single at the moment then?
I think so.
Uh-oh. Oh, God.
I think so.
No, I am.
Someone's going to be pissed off.
Two people are.
Oh, no. I think... Also, you know, you're a tall, good-looking guy. I would assume that the ladies out in LA, probably quite like you, no?
Yeah, we've been busy the past year, that's for sure. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think your number is in the past year? Come on. What's your number? Go.
I can't say.
Come on. Okay, so let me guess. Is it above 100?
Yes.
Okay. Is it below 300? Is it below 300?
Yes. No, now you're going to get it.
Hey, come on. Hey, motherfucker. Tell me your pussy. Tell us. Who cares?
It's between 100 and 200. I mean, 100 and 300. You don't get it. LA, everyone's hot and horny. It's just, it's like a souped up version of a reality TV show. Like, people just want to have sex. Like, it's hard to find a relationship here. That's what I've been trying to search for. But it's just difficult. Because everyone just wants to fuck and then leave me alone.
Oh, poor you. Poor you.
Sounds terrible. That,
stop trying to fucking give us a sob story. It's hard. All I want is a relationship and everyone just wants to fuck.
No, that's why I started hitting up UK girls because I was like, you know what? You guys have nice accents. I feel like my mum would like you. You're very like proper. I was like, I might have to come to the UK, find my wife and then come back.
But I think also, your dating history is pretty famous. So I mean, I could go through the people that like I know who I don't know them, but I know. I mean, so you got Francesca who was on Too Hot to Handle with you. So you guys, you then like proposed to her with a fake ring.
Oh, it was all fake.
Yeah, but
the proposal.
Yeah, you proposed, and so then you guys like you were dating on Too Hot to Handle. You then broke up. You then started dating again. What's the situation there?
I think we gave it a shot like four times and then we realized that we're actually both just not good for each other. And I think it was just a bit of a tough pill to swallow because I don't know, you have like this life-changing experience with this person and you just want them, I don't know, you just want them to be the best, mm-hmm. Best version of each other. But we tried to rekindle that in Mexico where we first met. Not the city, but like the country. And then just realized that it's probably never going to work out.
is this the girl that's blocked you?
Yeah, she's got me blocked on everything. I don't know why. I really didn't do anything wrong. I just was just like...
I would love to hear her side.
I didn't do anything fucking wrong. I don't understand why they blocked me.
She was acting like I killed her dog. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to be mature and just say adios. So there's just too much energy wasted. So I'm just going to have a good time and live life.
That's weird. But because I heard that you rekindled stuff because you sent her a message, like a nice message, being like, I hope you're okay or something like that. So you just reached out because you felt like, you know, you wanted to, right?
Yeah, no, it was like a year since the show aired, and like, I don't know, like, I feel like my dogs are fighting. I don't know. I'm a little bit more spiritual now that I had like a lot of time to reflect on myself and like get to know myself on like a deeper level. And there was one day where I felt like something was just off. Like, it was real weird. I can't even explain it, but I just felt something was going on. Like, you know, when, I don't know, like, I feel like when your heart sinks and you feel like just something's happened. And I was like, oh shit, maybe something just happened to Francesca. Like, damn, like, should I text her? I'm like, nah, it's a bit weird. Like, we haven't spoken in a year. And then I went on Instagram and I saw like everyone was posting a year since the show aired. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to do the mature thing and reach out and just send my best wishes and just say, I hope, you know, everything's fine. I just told her, hey, I just want to, you know, I'm proud of you and everything you've achieved. And I think you're an awesome woman. And I'm so grateful that we had our time together and that, you know, I got to call you my girlfriend for that period of time. And you're my best friend. And I literally just wanted to say, like, whatever happened in the past, I hope we can leave it there. And if I see you out, it's not weird or anything like that. It wasn't like, I wasn't trying to get back with her. I wasn't trying to like do it to like get attention or any of that. It was just like, I cast a message because I was like, you know what? It's just weird to look back and see the show, like tilt the head on Netflix and be like, damn, that sucks. What a horrible memory, you know? But I'm like, you know, like there was so much love and passion that went into that. And I've never felt like that for anyone in my entire life before. So I was like, you know what? Let's squash it. And then from that point, we obviously FaceTimed a couple of times and she was going through a bit of a rough breakup, which I was like, oh, this maybe it's destiny. You know, she's going through a breakup right now. Maybe we're meant to be pulled back together. And then I realized that I was just thinking way too far ahead of myself.
You realized that you were chatting shit.
So you've become quite, I think being spiritual is quite a good thing though. I think I would say me and Alex are pretty spiritual.
But why, you got why crystals beside your bed and stuff?
Yeah, I have a couple of crystals, motherfucker. Yeah, I do. I swear
that's
to God,
absolute bullshit,
mate. I'm going to take you in the next room. I have a fat crystal sitting on the shelf. It's huge, like it's massive.
You got a crystal dealer. That's about. Yeah,
they're a thing. They're actually quite a big deal. You can get them.
You can actually. You get
that's
them.
Very. That's very yeah. LA. That's very LA.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Well, you're
gonna
around your neck, but
I would.
No, they do. People have them because they think it makes sex better and all these different things, and it purifies them or something like that. That's what they have. They have crystal dildos.
Yeah, there's something.
But you became spiritual. Did you? Because I always think when people experience whatever fame people experience, right, like coming out of Too Hot to Handle and stuff, like that, and then with that show, you're immediately thrown into fame. You come out, you're famous. You come out with zero, you go in zero followers, you come out with 3 million followers. Like, that's crazy. And you're famous all around the world because Netflix is, you know, around the world.
Huge.
Did you struggle at any point? Because, you know, from my side, when I started doing our show in the UK and things like that and going out and partying stuff like that, my anxiety went through the roof.
Yeah.
Did you have that?
Yeah, because what I realized is that before all this shit, I never really thought about myself. I thought about like I never really had time to like think about how I feel. And when the show like blew up and me and my ex were going at it online and seeing all the hate comments, it really like made me reflect a lot on like who I am as a person. And I was saying shit in podcasts and stuff that wasn't me. And I'm like, what am I doing? Like, why am I trying to push this person that isn't me? And why am I like not talking to myself? Like, why am I not giving myself time? Like, why am I not, like, I'm going out and partying and trying to meet people and like put my energy into other people. It's like, why the fuck am I doing that? Why am I not like sitting down on a fucking hilltop, looking at a sunrise, no phone, and just like thinking about like, what is the purpose of all this shit? Like, why did I get blessed enough to be in this position and to be able to impact millions of people like daily? Like, what can I do? And why am I here? And then when all that stuff was going on, I started getting depressed and I started like thinking about like the bigger picture and what I need and who I need to become. And then I started manifesting more. And then I took a trip to Sedona, which is this place in America where it's like a very big, like ancient Indian grounds. And there's a lot of like energy vortexes. Obviously you can't see them or shit like that, but it's really bizarre. And I recommend anyone that comes to America, go to Arizona and do the drive. But it's like real bizarre to be, because I was going through so much. I remember I was like really confused. Like there was one week where I just like left all my shit at home and I just went for a walk for like 2.5 hours, walk down the street to just try to figure out what the fuck is going on with me. Because I wasn't me myself, and I was trying to push like a fake persona online and make everyone feel like I'm this amazing dude, but I was just hurting. But when we went to Sedona, I went with all my best friends, and I met my best friend's mom, who's like a shaman. She started telling me a whole bunch of shit about myself that I didn't know. Like, well, I felt it, but I was like, damn, like it's to hear someone say it back to me that I've never met before. And then she started like telling me that she blessed the grounds that we come on, like did this full like ceremony for us. And it really made me just like sit and think. And I'm like, damn, like how many times do you get to just like sit down and like talk to yourself? Like,
yeah,
you know, always on our phones, we're always like doing shit. And that's when I started like realizing my purpose, like why I'm here and what's going on. We, again, like as we're at Sedona, like all the boys like split up in this energy vortex and just like sat down and looked at the view and like took it all in. Mind you, everyone did mushrooms but me. So like
you were on the Hershey's bus. I heard about that on your podcast.
That was the worst day of my life.
I want to hear that in a second. Not yet. I want to hear that because I just think this is so crucial. And dude, you know, listen, I think,
yeah,
especially look, we're three guys, right? We don't know each other, but we're doing this. But actually what we're doing is we're being open and honest with each other, which I think is, it sounds lame and cheesy, but it's such a good thing to be. And I think, I think what happens in his life is that, especially with men, is that you experience, you know, if you experience a lot really early on, you then get to a point where you go, fuck, I've like lived a lifetime. But what is life about? You suddenly question what life is about and you go, oh shit, and that's quite scary because then you don't really know what your purpose is and things like that. And when guys don't really have a purpose, that becomes quite a scary place. And it seems like you got to that place pretty early on, your early 20s, which is really early to find there. But then going to this place, you know, it really changed you around. But what did it make you think differently or about yourself?
It was more so like, it made me realize that I actually have a responsibility, and there's like, there's people that look at my account or look at me every single day and like want some sort of entertainment. They don't want to feel like I'm the, like, I don't know. They just want a real person that they feel like they're friends with. That's why I really enjoy doing the podcast. Cause like people now, and like, instead of like, oh my God, can I get a photo and run away? It's like, no, they want to come talk to me and like hang out. And I'm like, cool. I've just made a whole bunch more friends. But when we come back from Sedona, that's kind of when I got involved in the crystal shit. Cause I was like, okay, like I was like, the worst case scenario with these crystals, if I buy them, nothing happens. They just look pretty. But the best case scenario is they actually do something for me. Like they actually maybe like remind me of what I'm doing or the purpose of it to be on, or they give me some energy to charge me up. And I got all the way down to like Orgone pyramids or Orgone pyramids. I'm not sure if you know what they are.
But I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Well, I saw Drake post them. So I'm like, if this motherfucker is posting this shit, I am buying 100 of them. They're literally like big pyramids, because pyramids are, I think they're the best shape that holds energy and pushes it out. And they have like each layers like crystals, and there's Tesla coils in it. There's a whole bunch of shit that goes inside it. And the shit that it does, what it says it does, is pretty fucking crazy. But I went to this Brazil dude, this guy in Brazil, and I made him put all my big goals, dreams, stuff that I want to manifest inside the crystals, and I have it in my kitchen.
I love that.
And ever since that moment, shit just started happening. Like shit just started coming true, and I started feeling better. I started acting in a way that was, you know, sometimes you have to be a little bit selfish. Like there's people leeching off me, and I started like, okay, like is this going to benefit the fucking 10-year vision? No. Like, is it making people around me happy? No, like, all right, how do we move forward? Is it going to make my audience have maybe like that little snippet of like enjoyment in their day? Like if they're feeling a little bit sad, like I was like, no, like let's keep moving forward. Let's keep on the purpose. Let's keep shit going. And then, ever since then, I've kind of been like diving a little bit more and more into it. I try and manifest like new goals like every couple of weeks. And now I'm starting to get into meditating a little bit as well.
Meditating is hard though. When you have a busy mind, it's the hardest thing. And then typically with meditation, they're like, well, if you have a busy, because you go, I don't have time to meditate. That's the exact person who should start meditating. Who goes, I don't have time to 100%. Do that. Right? Yeah.
You can only do it like some of the, like, because I got this app Headspace. Yeah, some of the things are like 2 or 3 minutes long, but I try and do it before bed. I suck. I just fall asleep. It fucking sucks. Like I just fully just like,
that's good though. That's good falling asleep.
I don't know if it is though.
Yeah, but mate, I swear to God, mate, you should try it. Crystals. I promise you. I wore crystals around my wrist. I have my crystal things. I have crystals.
I'm getting myself a pyramid. I want to get a couple. Yeah, get some geezers.
They're crazy. I'll show you. I got it on my kitchen. Here, I'll show you.
Yeah. I want to see it. I want to see this pyramid.
I'm going to shut these dogs up anyway because I think they're having a full-on cage fight.
I'm going to get this pyramid thing. This sounds unbelievable.
Are you
going to be
fighting? Yeah, look at this thing. All right, my house is a mess, bro.
It's massive.
That's sick.
What's
it called? What's it called?
All grown pyramids. But I got these little ones of Amazon and they're the first ones that kind of came. See the little Tesla coil and stuff?
I'm kidding my house out. I'm kidding. You should, if you ever move house, and to all the listeners who listen to this, if you ever move house, you should get a crystal healer to crystal the house before you move into it. It's a great way to be. I swear.
Yeah, and there's also like house clearing kits and stuff like that you can use. You can get so much stuff that like helps benefit your house.
What's the Hershey story? What was this? The worst day of your life? What happened?
You got spiked, basically.
I can't wait.
Sorry. It was a targeted strike. This girl, right? I picked her up from a party. And they had like a goodie bag at the party. And I didn't realize that she put it in my like center console of my car because I was... It was late night, whatever. And then she was a little bit tipsy. She left my car. She took the bath, right? A couple of weeks later, I'm driving home from the gym and I opened my center console because I was looking for something. I was like, fuck, there's a Hershey bar in here. Like, I surprised myself. I was like, this is the best Monday ever. I get to leave the gym and I surprised myself with a chocolate bar because usually after you work out and you have like simple sugar, it floods your muscles with blood because of the insulin release. So I was sitting there, I was like, damn, I'm gonna be fucking stacked. I go home and take a sick photo. But I smoked this whole thing like it was my last chocolate bar on earth. I fucking inhaled this shit. And I'm sitting there, I go home, I start making food. My boy Chris John hits me up. He's like, yo, we're at this boohoo event, come pull up. I was like, all right, I'll be there in a little bit. And I'm like, in the kitchen, I was like, damn, fuck, shit. Like, feel fucking weird today. It was a great start of the day. But I start driving to this thing and I start like dribbling. And I'm like, my mouth is open. I'm like dribbling. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yo. I was like, what the fuck? And then I literally thought, I called my friends. I was like, hey, like, I'm having a stroke. Mm. Like, I am about to have a stroke. Awful. Someone needs to save me. And he's like, oh, no, you're being dramatic. So I pulled over. And the more I sat in the car and looked at myself, the worse it got. And I'm sitting there and I was like, this is fucking terrible. This is a bad way to be. I don't know what's going on. And then my eyes started getting closed and like glazy. And I was like, oh, shit, I'm high as fuck today. And then I thought it was the chicken because I had chicken for lunch. And I was like, damn, the chicken was off. Yeah, I was like, the chicken was
you
off.
Thought you had like salmonella or something. You were like, you had like salmonella from the chicken.
Yeah, bro. I'm sitting there and I was like, damn, like this is, I started stressing out and I called Christian. I was like, yo, like, I don't know how far away you are from my car, but please bring sunglasses. Please bring something to like, cover my face. If there's paparazzi and I'm drooling on myself, like this is going to be the worst press day of my entire life. And he's like, oh, you probably just need a coffee. And I was like, okay, great idea. We go get a coffee and
chuck more caffeine into my system to really spice it up.
Well, he's like walking with me. He's like, man, it's like walking with a toddler because I was like so dopey and like looking everywhere, like fully just like, oh, like that. Had a coffee And I was like, this hasn't helped. Like, this is bad. Now, mind you, three of the season two boys from Taught to Handle were flying in to stay with me because they wanted help with their social media and like getting ahead. And at the time, we were all signed to the same manager. And I was like, of course, like if you're on my team, then like I want to see you succeed. I want to see you win. I'll do what I can to help you. So I get home. And I like look at Zach and I look at my friends and they're just like, bro, you're so fucking high. What the fuck is going on? I literally walk in my room completely out cold for 8 hours. I wake up to these like the season two boys rolling in and they're like, what the fuck's going with you? They're like, nice to meet you. I was like, boys, like I promise you, like this never happens. And they're like, okay.
Did you have any idea what happened to you? Did you know you just didn't know what the hell was going on?
But I had no idea until the next day I still woke up and I was still fucking like, dopey and like slow and like lazy and like foggy. And I checked in my car and said Hershey's bar. And I was like, you fucking bitch. I was like, how dare you? And then I tried to see her last night. I was like, I'm going to get back to you for that.
They're so relentless, edibles. They last for so long, especially if you've eaten that much. Like, because I remember when we were in LAJ, like everyone loves edibles there. Like everyone's on them. But honestly, it stays in your system for ages. It's quite intense.
And my friends and I hate weed. Like I hate it with a passion.
Yeah, I didn't like weed. Like
if me and weed were in a cage fight, like I wouldn't stop until that thing's been murdered. Like I hate it so much. So the fact that this happened was possibly the worst possible thing that could have ever happened to me in my entire life. Like it completely fucked my entire week. I was sitting there just like full of anger for like the next 4 days. And I was like, which is
the opposite of what we're supposed to do. It's supposed to chill you out. You're sitting there cage fight.
Full of anger.
I was so pissed off.
But it's intense. My girlfriend's friends, they went to Camden in London to go and like buy some mushrooms to make in a risotto. And they made all these mushrooms in a risotto and things like made and ate it. And they were,
they went to Camden specifically to buy mushrooms.
Well, they live in Camden.
The one place in London. Yeah, but they didn't go to buy mushrooms.
Like shrooms, right?
I don't believe that.
I swear to God. And then they ate it and then they were so high, had a hot obviously awesome. Called the ambulance, all the stuff that I think when you're not expecting it, I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing at all.
I honestly thought someone was trying to kill me, to be honest. Like I was like, oh, this is it. Like I've been murdered, like in broad daylight on a Monday morning. Like this is how I die. Like it was crazy. The worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Can you eat Hershey's like normal Hershey's bars? Traumatized now.
I'll burn them. If I see you in a store, 7-Eleven, I'm burning the fucking store down.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Harry, we need to give a shout out to your podcast as well, which by the way is epic. So to any listeners who haven't checked out, what's the name of it?
It's called Tap In with yours truly, Harry Jazzy. Yeah, thank you so much.
Mate, also just, you know, we don't want to take up too much time because, you know, you got a whole day ahead of you in LA. The Paul brothers, what's their vibe? Good people, yada, yada, yada. Who, Or no? Okay, all right.
No, I love Logan. He's such a good dude. He's like one of the greatest people that you'll meet.
He's a smart guy.
He's humble. He's smart. He's focused. He's hilarious. I look up to him in so many ways. I think he's like a big brother figure to me. He's always had nothing but love. Yeah. Even when I was fucking around and like trying to fight Jake and shit, he's always like, you know, like come at me with like big brother vibes and like always been a nice dude. Me and Jake don't really get along.
Yeah, I saw that. That's why I asked. Yeah, you had like a run-in with it. You dated his girlfriend or something.
It's whatever. Like, it's actually, so I was seeing this girl called Julia and we're like seeing each other pretty, like it was like one of those, you know, when you have those relationships that are like a roller coaster, like a straight up real quick, like 0 to 100 for no reason. Like everything's like hot and exciting and like fun. And that's kind of what happened. Like it was like 0 to 100 real quick. We went to Vegas, like shit went down. And then when I got back, I never took it personally because I know that she always loved him because she would talk about it. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I know you guys are obviously destined to be together. Like, we're just having like a little bit of fun right now. And I know that I think she was kind of like doing it to try and get him back or some shit, which worked because now they're like happy. And that's all you could ever want for people, especially an ex. You just want them to be happy and have a great, enjoyable life. Obviously, Julia ended up cheating me with Jake. And then they lived happily ever after, which is awesome. And I'm still a slut. So it's kind of worked out for everyone.
Harry, mate, listen, I think that's, you know, you're killing the game. You really are. I saw you did that Netflix thing where you were interviewing everyone. That was hilarious. That was honestly just so, it was very, very good. And it's hard in those kind of situations to do that and keep it very, fun and keep it going. It's really hard. It is, but it is hard to keep that entertaining and keep it going. So you did well there. And your podcast and everything like that. So I don't think you're going to go from strength to strength to strength. Like, for sure, I can't wait. Buddy, listen, we're going to leave you there because that is too kind. We've taken an hour of your time. When we come to LA, we're going to come hang out with you. We can't wait. We're going to give you Hershey bars. 100%.
No, I'll beat you to it within an inch of your life if you do that. I'll be so angry. I'll put a hit out on both of you.
I can't wait. Listen, everyone, go and check out Harry's podcast. It's epic. Go and check out his TikTok, his Instagram. You're hilarious and all of that. Buddy, thank you so much for that. What we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Go out, have fun, get fingered, and live life.
Yeah!
Come on! All
right. Hey! Harry, appreciate it. We'll see everyone next week. Bye-bye! Hey!
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.